Here we go.
Oh. You're savoring it?
Yeah, I took that one right away.
You're savoring it. I like
yeah,
it.
Took that one right away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Liquor Luke, and I am so fucking happy to be back. I can't even tell you enough. I miss my friends. I miss you folks. The 8 or 9 of you that are listening right now, I miss every single one of you. And we got a whole gamut of great things to talk about today, right here at the I Don't Know Bar in South Park, North Dakota. I want to tell you that the last 2 weeks I've been working nights, 14 nights, and couldn't make it for 2 episodes that we planned on doing. And I really want to apologize to you folks out there that have been
sack of shit, dude.
I just want to let you guys know that I'm sorry, because in the back of my mind, I'm sitting there with my ego just all super huge going, I'm sure there's like 4 people going, where the fuck is that next podcast episode?
It was like 7.
7 people are going, oh, where the fuck is my buddy Liquor Luke? I'm here right now with my close friends willing to talk to you about some great things. Now, a few things have happened over the time
that I've
been
gone. Well,
lots
happened since you've been gone.
Yeah. And I really want to bring up, I want to introduce some of the folks that are around here. We got old Brocky Balboa. We got Mike, the proprietor of the I Don't Know Bar here in South Arden.
Old Barky.
The man who told me, hey, Luke, you sound like shit, but let's put a mic in front of you. That's his fault, so you guys can give us a call at our new number.
701-446-8445 is the podcast voicemail number. Call anytime. It's always open 24/7. 701-446-8445 is the IDK podcast voicemail line. Ask us questions. Talk shit to us. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
Call up. Make it happen.
Absolutely. Brock White. We got old Steven up in this son of a bitch. Old
Sammy.
Sally. Old
Beaver.
Sally. And we got a new guest who's come in. His name is Mr. M to the I to the K to the E. He's not the proprietor of this bar, but he is a proprietor of knowledge. So I want to just tell you folks, we got a whole...
How do you buy knowledge?
Damn it! How do you buy knowledge? Go to school, man.
Ask me and
school hard
enough. That's what you do.
But the first thing I want to jump on right off the bat...
Boys go to college to get more knowledge. Girls go to school to stay cool. Is that what it is?
Like, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's why beauty school is so popular.
Jupiter
sounds
school.
Like a lyric from.
I think it's girls go to school or girls go to college to get more knowledge. Boys stay in school and get more cool or drop out of school.
Well, either way,
sounds
it's
like a
good
90s
stuff.
Rock.
Your rap,
lyric.
Rap rock. Yeah.
Yeah. That quote was from 1937.
I think that's a Len song, wasn't
that was
it?
That was
the B side to Steal My Sunshine.
That was a
right?
few years off.
Yeah, yeah, came out in 1937, back after, you know, the Dirty 30s were just
right
wrapping
before the Depression.
Up. Yeah, yeah, Dirty 30s were just about to wrap up, getting into the golden 40s and 50s.
That's more than I hope to do in 1 week.
You can do it! Either way, folks, I want to talk about something right off the bat that it probably has directly affected me.
Well,
it affects
hundreds. 240,000 plus North Dakotans alone.
Yeah.
143 million Americans affected by this.
And we're talking about the Equifax hack. Now, for those of you that might be in the lower 48 or whatever, that's all of us. Equifax. Equifax. Go ahead, Mike.
If you've ever had your 3-0 credit report ran.
We're talking for vehicles, houses, anything
yes.
that needs credit.
A tab the, at the item
where
of bar.
Where do you think the podcast is being broadcast at? Honduras?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is worldwide, isn't it?
We might as well be the North Pole.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But no, if you've ever had your credit report pulled by Equifax, if you had a 3-0 credit report, whether
you've had a credit card, a bank
yeah.
loan, an auto loan, anything,
yeah.
you're
you
on
have,
there.
You've
got
been
you.
Affected by this. They have your numbers.
Yep, yeah, they have all your information.
So it's
because
floating
you
around,
punch it
it's
in.
Floating around the dark web right now. They can take a loan against your name. They can take all kinds of crap against you and fuck your credit up.
Fucking
start
with. Find
may
out.
May I say cheers to those with fucked up credit, because ain't nobody going to take
that. Yeah, they're all right. They're good, yeah.
Yeah. Old fucking Eugene on the dark web ain't looking to your shit, Cletus.
If you're
all right? He ain't looking to steal your goddamn washer in your front yard, Cletus. He ain't coming after you.
Didn't make those payments on your finger hunt card. You're right.
I can't buy a house, but you can't steal my credit.
Yeah. Ain't that the fucking truth? But for some of us that have bought in houses and thrown our information out there on the web.
240,000 plus North Dakotans alone. Think about that. That's like three quarters of our state. Almost.
Shit's
That's
gone dark. That dark web stuff is really.
Half the state. Almost half the state. Adult-wise, even if you think about that. Yeah. 240,000 North Dakotans. How many of those
are
what percentage of adult over 18. Population?
Yeah.
So with that like lingering over us, me personally, I said, fuck, I need to do something about this. So keep in mind.
There's a couple things you should do though. You can go and you can see if you're affected by the hack.
And that's what I did.
On Equifax's website.
Yep, that's what I did.
But when you see that, if it says you're compromised, they're offering you a year of free credit monitoring. Don't sign up for it.
Which I did.
Because that takes you out of the chance to be in the class action lawsuit against Equifax.
Yeah.
So you can freeise your credit manually by calling these bureaus and freezing
your TransUnion, Equifax, you can do all that shit. I have LifeLock. LifeLock isn't a sponsor. They're not a sponsor of this. It'd be great to have LifeLock as a sponsor, but the moment it happened, LifeLock got a hold of me via an email and said, hey, Luke, we noticed that you were a part of this. Hey, and don't worry, because we got you covered. But even though they said, we have you covered, I still refer to, like anyone else who gets that information, it says, here's an area you can go to. Equifax, you can go to their website. Yeah. I went there, and I did that, and then Brock tells me, hey, by the way, doing that gave up your rights. You gave up your...
To be in the
class action lawsuit. And I looked at Brock, what did I say to you? I was like, oh, fuck, who needs 37 cents with this many...
Well, yeah, it's probably going to be like $10 a person.
Yeah, $10 a person.
I feel good to say, like, I fucking
buy two. Yeah, I can... But you know what? I really want to think about it this way, is that LifeLock had me covered. Why the fuck did I do that? Fear drives people to do a lot of stupid things.
It's my job.
See, now, I looked at it, but I have Equifax.
Yeah, you've been a part of it, yeah.
Yeah, but not Experian, Equifax, one of the other ones.
TransUnion is the other
one. There's TransUnion, Equifax, and
Experian.
Mm-hmm. So, Experian.
Thank you.
I have Experian, and then...
Can I just say fuck all them right away? Can I not
Capital
cut you off?
One card, too, though. My Capital One card monitors my credit through TransUnion.
You need to call them.
Come on in! Sit on down! We're having a conversation!
So I have...
Woo! What's your name, sir? Lance is in the studio now, also known as the bar. Go ahead.
But I didn't do it because I'm like, well, I get notifications.
I wasn't on there.
If something happens, I know.
So what does it suggest that
I get notifications from TransUnion. If my credit is compromised or if there's a change to it, I get it.
Yeah.
So I didn't do it. What I find funny here is that
it's totally helping.
Equifax took this huge breach in trust and your information, and they turned it into, hey, sign up for our credit reporting agency. You know what I mean?
So like are you
because they knew
that?
About this in June.
In June?
They knew about it May.
In May.
They knew about this for a long time.
Lance,
have you heard about this Equifax shit? We're talking about it right now.
But they parlayed this into okay, we know about this. This is terrible. What are we going to do? Well, let's see if we can parlay this into having everybody affected sign up to our credit reporting service.
Wow. So
they literally, it's like a shell game. It's asking on everybody. They're like, oh, but we'll talk. How in the fuck am I going to trust you when you gave up my information to people?
So what's this? Is this going to tell me what?
Well, it turns out, guys, it tells you if you don't buy stuff,
if you don't have
a shitty
credit score, then you're in
the clear.
You're good to go. Just do what I do and just hope.
If you've ever had your credit ran by them.
If you're in debt to us, you're up. All right, you have a very good point.
Only fucking me.
I want to move on because it's scary. It's scary that hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people across the United States.
143 million.
143 million people were affected by this. Half of the fucking population. If this was an epidemic in terms of a virus that attacked people and killed this many people, more people would know about it.
Here's
what's
up.
Did it affect any of you guys?
It is affecting us. I'm not dead from it.
Did you pull it up?
Yeah.
I didn't go to it because I didn't want to go through
it. I just went on there.
Here's the question that needs to be asked, though. Why do all these financial institutions and why do all these companies, they're not government entities, these companies,
have all your stuff? Have you ever had your credit run by Equifax?
Ask that question.
Okay, so what you're saying here is why...
They have too much power to lend money.
Because I've got a too much information.
Lending in general has gotten well beyond what it should have been.
Yes.
You know, so, back in the day, lending one thing to another person was as easy as, you need 15 gold coins. You need 15 gold coins in order to give to the constable in order for him to not raid your house, not fuck up everything in there. I have 15 gold coins, but I need 2 oxen. Do you have 2 oxen? Well, yeah, I do. And they gave him 2 oxen. As things progress, as things evolved through evolution of people, it got to the point where you didn't need oxen anymore. You didn't need a fucking thing. All you needed was your social security number, which is your livelihood when it really comes down to who you are. It's your individuality. It's who you are. It's everything that's attached to you in this modern day and age with, you know, everything at your fingertips on your phone. It wasn't like that back then. Either you had an oxen and you could give it for 15, 2 oxen to give it for 15 coins, or you didn't. Now you don't need that, and these companies, they thrive on it. They blow up because of it. They just become these otherworldly entities when they shouldn't be that. It used to be one guy with 15 coins saying, give me 2 oxen, you got 15 coins. And then you go sell those oxens for whatever, for 45 coins, and you do the same shit over and over and over. It was actual supply and demand. It's not supply and demand anymore when it comes down to your mortgage, which is a fictional number that's on a computer. If somebody put out an electromagnetic surge, an EMP, throughout the United States, there'd be like... however many what's the population? Just somebody yell out a population.
350 million people.
Okay, so 285 or 300 million people would be fucked, and one guy in Alaska'd be like, "Hey, it's all right." I'd say 2 or 3 guys in Montana would be okay, but the fires are bad over there. Which brings me to my next point: these goddamn fires.
I thought the best solution someone had for the Equifax thing was. Says, you know what, Equifax, you fucked up. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to log into everyone's credit. You're going to eliminate all their debt and give them 850 scores and start fresh. That was fantastic. Yeah.
No, I'm gonna email Equifax, and I'm going to go, hey, give me 15 oxen, and I'll give you 2 coins.
15 oxen.
All right?
So the thing was, back when it was oxen and gold coins, there was actual coins. That's usually more copper. What it is now.
Bring it on in! We got another person coming in the old bar. What are you drinking, sir? What's your name?
Josh.
We got Josh in the studio.
Josh Johnson.
So buddy.
Your collateral now is the money you'll make in the future. So it's became from an actual tangible thing where I'll give you,
it's an estimate. They have too much power, those companies. All three of them.
To where it's like, oh, well, shit, man, you're making $70,000 a year.
This is a herpes.
We'll lend you this much money.
Which brings me back to it's a goddamn travesty. And like I said before,
the Montana thing, like I said,
did you know that 600, roughly, my numbers might be off.
600,000 plus 600 acres are burning.
600,000 acres. Now, everybody in the mainstream media are looking at California. They're looking at
Oregon.
They're looking at maybe Washington, Texas, might be affected of it.
Florida.
When we're talking about fires here, they're always so focused. Oh, mainstream media is so focused on these LA. Very dense areas.
I don't know what's burning up. Southern part of Canada is burning.
And as Sally told me just a moment ago, 600,000 fucking acres have been lit on fire. They're on a blaze. It's a wildfire.
Currently on fire.
At the same time.
Currently lit.
At the same time.
Just in
currently
Montana.
Lit. Just in Montana. The state of Montana alone.
Not Oregon or Washington or Idaho. Or
mainstream media hasn't really covered it. Guess what else is going on during that time? A winter storm warning?
Yep.
Is also in effect for
next Monday, Tuesday, right?
Yep. Next Monday and Tuesday.
Up in the mountains.
So if you think about the most fucked up and biblical, if you want to go that far, biblical things that happen, everybody on Facebook, all these biblical things, hurricanes left and right. It can't get more biblical than having a winter storm warning, winter storm, and a fire all at the same time.
If there's frogs, directly I'm out of here. If there's a bunch of frogs, I'm gone.
Fuck, if I tell you what, if I go outside...
Locust frogs, I'm gone.
I tell you what, Brock.
You got a frog? What kind of frog?
Get your frog out of here.
I tell you what, Brock. I'm done, dude.
Brock. If the fucking... If I go outside and I smoke a cigarette...
Lucas, I can't handle it anymore. It's shot time.
Alright, it's shot time. But before we do this shot...
This is the podcast, sir. Lucas, stop fucking talking. Drink a shot.
Before we do the shot, I'm telling you right now, if hail comes down and it's on fire, and it's more lit than an IDK afternoon on Thursday, I'm telling you what.
That's weird.
I'm moving the fuck away.
What are we drinking? Mystery shot time.
We are drinking Uncle Bob's root beer flavored whiskey.
I have an Uncle Bob.
You know, the thing about Uncle Bob's root beer flavored whiskey is... If you were to look at the bottle itself, it's not upper class, it's not mid class, and it's not necessarily low class.
And
it's
I didn't class. Even know I had
it's just
an
no
Uncle
class.
Bob.
It's no class. Meaning
I didn't even know
you
I
don't
had
have
an
to
Uncle
take
Bob.
Any classes to drink this savory, delicious root beer flavored whiskey.
No, absolutely not.
No, that's
this is to you, Lance. You want one of these, bud?
Hold on, I don't know who the hell's calling.
All right, buddy, we're gonna take one.
Why
we'll
would
take
you
one
answer it if you don't know who the hell's calling you?
I like how he got mad that he was talking during a podcast.
I know.
A radio show. What the fuck do you think we're doing here, buddy?
You're talking while you're
that
supposed
really
to be talking?
That really is not that bad.
No,
and it's not that good. It's just kind of right there.
Root beer whiskey.
The thing about that is...
2 weeks ago was way better.
Yeah, when I wasn't here.
No, when I was here.
Oh, yeah, when you stumbled into the goddamn...
You fell on the cardboard boxes.
Yeah. Steven is a... Old Sally over here.
Came out of nowhere.
He's a recurring guest that comes in and tries to drink with old Liquor Luke and decides he's going to faceplant right over in a box next to the tap. Yeah. You did not fall. No, you didn't. And I'm good with that.
After
but
last
what I'm not necessarily
that
good with.
Light tap handle caught me.
After the last podcast, Liquor Luke and I went back to my place and we decided to make a 10 p.m. gourmet dinner on the fly.
Dicks.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Lobster.
No joke.
Mac and cheese.
No joke.
Oh, yeah, I decided to be a fucking vegan.
I called out to you.
How would you
so Brock and
because
I...
Because I'm an idiot.
Let's tell Mike
woman
and Steven what had happened.
We did the pubcast.
We did the pubcast.
Then we went back and did Saved by the Boys.
Went back
which, by the way, download Saved by the Boys. Great podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, fantastic. Wonderful podcast. The six of you that are listening, go listen to his podcast, which thousands of people take part in. Be a part of that group.
Can we get can we get some love over here?
We need to talk about that giveaway.
Yeah, so let's finish the story first.
So, with this story, me and Brock go back to his place. We're sitting hanging out on the couch after his podcast, and I'd been drinking pretty heavy, and I look over at Brock and go, I'm hungry. Brock goes, yeah, well, I got some food. I go, yeah, well, should we go buy some food? And it was like a light bulb went off in his above his
gourmet
head.
Gourmet dinner.
He goes, yeah, gourmet dinner. I look at him. I'm like, is that a frozen meal that you...
No.
He goes, no. He goes, we'll head to town. I go, fuck it. Let's do this. We bought steaks. We bought lobster tail. We bought all this shit. Don't think this podcast is getting off that hot. That we can afford that?
Smoked mac and cheese.
It's smoked mac and cheese. And him and I sat there like two 90-year-old men who everybody has left and died. And we're just sitting there going, God, life's pretty good with this. You know, eating our lobster. He sous vide. You know what sous vide means? It means you put something in a fucking plastic bag, you suck all the air out of it, you throw it in a pot, and you heat it up, and you let it, it's like slow cooking water. It's like not boiling water, it's just hot enough water, and it cooks right through the bag. Yeah.
None of the things are
I tell you what,
from the...
If I could have married that lobster tail, I would have married it, divorced it, and had it take me for all it fucking could.
And he would be looking for his next ex-wife.
The steak had layers to it. The only other person I can think of that could throw down that good of a meal in that short of a time is the proprietor's lady friend, Kayla, who makes food here at
the cooking cunt.
The cooking cunt here at the IDK bar. And some of you out there.
That's with two K's, by the way. Dude.
Yeah.
It's not a rock.
If it's with a K, it's okay.
Yeah. Some of you that are listening.
You can say it with
she's
a K.
Not
the
see you next Tuesday. Some of you that are listening are probably going, well, fuck, you know. Why do you keep throwing it out there that you're at the IDK bar? We heard you. Well, I don't know. Maybe you're a friend in somebody's vehicle and you just started listening to the podcast. We're going to promote it because he's my buddy. These are all my friends, and I promote things that are part.
Speaking of promotion, we have a giveaway on Facebook for the podcast. You saw it.
Yeah,
we're giving away an IDK swag bag. We're giving backpacks, shirts, hats, like lots of stuff.
Yeah, there's
multiple shirts, jack bandanas, hats, the whole works.
How many likes do we want to get?
We
want to
get to 500 likes.
500
I'm gonna I'm gonna personally say something. I'm gonna change this up. I'm gonna change this up, guys.
Over,
hold on.
Under on the likes.
No, I'm gonna change this up. If
exactly
we get to 500 likes, me, Brock, and Mike will personally scroll through all 500 of them sons of bitches, and we will randomly pick somebody to get the swag bag. Yeah. But I personally will send you off and give you a $150 gift card to, I'll figure out something.
Target.
Starving Rooster, maybe. Maybe you want to take some friends out in Bismarck, North Dakota. Starving Rooster, and this isn't just drunk talk. I will also pay for a hotel room for you to stay in Bismarck. That's like a $350 geo altogether. So you're looking at $850 with a $500 grab bag from the IDK. What was that? 500? What was the 500? What
it's
was
like $100.
Okay. Let me retract that. Let me retract that.
A lot of shirts.
Yeah, there's a lot of shirts in there. So
you're only $400 off.
Let me retract that. So you get about $150.
$10,000 grab bag.
And you are American Idol. No.
So everybody gets a win.
So this is what I'm personally going to do because I love everybody that listens to this.
One gift card
friends.
To the Starving Rooster.
I'm going
to
give a $150 gift card to the Starving Rooster.
Motel room in Bismarck.
A motel room in Bismarck.
And a swag bag.
And also, if I can, get a gift card to Uber or Lyft because they have Uber or Lyft.
Lyft is in Dickinson. I'm not trying to promote them, but Lyft is
really?
In Dickinson now.
Holy shit, that's fantastic.
They came to the Rock the other night.
That is
now $5
really good
off
news, actually.
Wow.
So
yep.
what Sorry. I'm
Hopefully
telling you right now
back and forth,
is
great.
That if we get to this, and I hope to God that you do this, because you can have a fantastic time. Starving Rooster is amazing over in Bismarck. They're not a sponsor. They don't even know I'm talking about this. I just fucking love the Starving Rooster. I really do. I love the pizza there. I love the drinks there. I think the people are great there. I think the management is great there. So I will personally go on days off, this set of days off. I'm going tomorrow, which when you get this will actually be set. I'm going Friday. We're recording
all right,
this on Thursday.
Share the Facebook page.
Share the Facebook
get the
page.
Likes. We get 500 likes.
500 likes.
Gift card to Starving Rooster, Motel Room Bismarck, a Lyft or Uber voucher
if
online
I can,
digitally.
If
we can send digitally. We can send their email address.
Yep.
And then this IDK swag bag. That's huge.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
That's
is
monstrous.
Fucking huge.
All you gotta do is like the page. That's all you gotta do.
Like the page.
Big
My
stuff.
Voice is fucking annoying, but I will buy you into this.
I've heard quite the opposite. A lot of women enjoy your voice.
Yeah, yes. Whatever.
They say you have a smooth, rich radio voice.
Well, you gotta look at the other hand.
It's not your
Liquor
voice.
Luke's
it's your face.
Voice also. Is pretty intriguing to men.
Whatever,
so
whatever,
page,
Steven. You can jump off my cock.
The page
now.
You have to like. The page you have to like is
what?
Is the I Don't Know Bar Pubcast page. There's like three IDK pages. IDK Bar, I Don't Know Bar. The I Don't Know Bar Pubcast page is one you have to like.
And that's what it is. Spelled like, the I Don't
it's
Know Bar.
It's the full
Pubcast
spelling of the thing.
And I personally haven't gotten to the messages that maybe some of you have written or sent to us. I really want to get to them. Me and Brock are going to work that whole deal out. I need to get more involved because the whole idea behind this, the reason we got together and said, hey, fuck, let's talk about things at the bar and record it, is because we wanted feedback from some of you that might not come here, some of you that like to go to the bar but don't get there very often.
Maybe
some
you got
of you that,
kids or
yeah.
work or something going on. We're bringing the bar to you.
Yeah.
Bringing the bar to your car.
Yeah, we're bringing the bar to your car, the cheers to your ears. We're doing those things because we think that you deserve it. You deserve to have a good time to sit back and relax
no matter
and enjoy
where you are
time.
In the world.
So, in turn, with that, I personally, Liquor Luke, want to supply you with a hotel room, a night out at the Starving Rooster, and an Uber to get you there and back
and
safely. And a swag bag.
Wear your swag bag.
Wear your swag bag.
You can
wear
give
it to your
boys. I eat pussy tanks out.
Yeah.
Like Starving Rooster.
Do whatever you
I
want.
I get to drink and fuck. I'm almost done drinking.
But I tell you what.
Classy couple.
I tell you what right now. I'm looking forward to it. I'm not just doing this lightly. I look
so
forward to the
folks.
Fact
get
that.
Get on the horn.
Yeah, get on the
share,
horn.
Share.
And
see,
number,
Liquor
and
Luke,
number
Luke disappears for 2 weeks as he's at work, comes back and throws
comes
up
back with a little bit of charity. Yeah. I mean, I'm a charity case myself. And
it's because he just made 2 fucking weeks worth of money.
Let's not get into that.
Just offer my change by next Monday.
Yeah.
Share him quick. He'll be broke
see
by Monday.
See
yeah.
Off,
yeah.
Let's make it rain.
I need to go buy all this shit tomorrow so that I can be broke before
that. So against my worst judgment, let's do some shots.
Yeah, shots.
Shots.
Hold
shots.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on. Spin the wheel. Oh, yeah. IDK wheels.
The wheel of shots!
Look at the Luke with the wheel.
The wheel's going. The wheel's going.
Oh, yeah! $5
I'll make a shot.
Hold on.
We're going to get a
wheel
shot.
Wheel shots. Here we go. Spin your rabbit, rabbit, round.
IDK shot.
Yep.
That's what it landed on.
Perfect.
All right, IDK shot coming up.
Hey, if anybody's wondering, I just asked a girl on a date.
Good!
Tinder?
No.
Brock. Oh, and he broke his phone!
Brock, you're gonna.
You'll never know.
I
you
gotta give a little spiel about this little story.
Yeah.
Food with me.
Oh, God, yes. Where'd you get that?
Had it forever.
You have?
It's so cold.
What is it? What is it?
This is Uzo. If you are from the southwest corner of the state,
in Bowman,
if you've been to Rame ever, they serve Uzo and Rame like water.
But I almost feel like
in Rame,
it's a shot of. It's the water hole bar in Rame, right? When you go to Ram and you have Uzo, they serve it room temperature, and they make you chase it with tap water. Room temperature tap water.
Not here. You drink it
here's
cold.
Here's chill.
Don't chase
it. It is. It's Uzo is amazing. You're gonna love this. It's a one of a kind liqueur.
Can I get Lance one, please?
Uzo is Greek.
Can we get this?
It is Greek liquor.
So his pants will stay up or
shut the fuck up, Sally.
Come on.
Greek liquor.
God.
Luke, I've known you what?
A long time. 4 years.
4 years, yeah.
No, 4 years. I moved to Dickinson. I met you. Everybody!
You know what? Hold on. You guys, they need water for Chaser, legit. They need like, this.
Is this Uzo that bad?
Just a little bit. No, 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 no.
No, but it's, you, like,
it's
like,
good. It's just a Lance,
water.
Lance.
I don't
need
want
a Chaser.
I don't want one. I don't want a Chaser.
Just a little water.
I don't want a Chaser. I don't want a Chaser. When it's cold, it's way.
I know, but it's still, you still need it.
Can you do us the service and the favor of talking about our shots?
Here we go.
Our expressions while we do this, please.
Right, let's go. Let's
come
see,
on over.
Describe their faces, Lance. I want to see what they think about. Oh, Liquor Luke does not like it. Liquor Luke is walking away.
I think I
see
like a black licorice.
Yeah.
These two guys act like they just drank Kool-Aid.
Oh, Liquor Luke threw his hat off. His head is locked up.
The sweat is boiling. All right, so
you didn't tell me that was licorice. I hate licorice. Fuck that.
What a racist. He doesn't even like black licorice.
I only eat the
you
black
racist.
That's all I'm into.
Hey. What do you think of that? Liquor Luke. The water helps. Drink the water.
Fuck that.
Drink the water.
Man, I taste everything.
He's Liquor Luke, but Anna's
it's not licorice.
No!
Look at well, those
curly
liquor.
Fuckers.
It's an ASAC.
It's liquor, though. It's liquor.
I'm going to walk over and
talk. Who's
those
in the court?
Black licorice. It's
well, yeah. It's black licorice. It's a Greek liquor.
I'm sharing all these things.
We got a live radio show. Come on, say it, come on over, say hi.
Pretty sure
say
I just saved like a month's
It kind of tastes like tar from a roof. I mean,
the texture screws people up. It's kind of like
it's there's definitely
it's
yeah.
almost jellish kind of. It's like a yeah.
It hangs under. It's yeah. like eating a black jelly bean.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that was delicious.
Did you like it?
I love
it. You'd fit in really well in the water
okay.
hole, Rame.
Cheers, man. Next time,
that's
the
shot. Rame's app.
Yeah, that's their shot there. That's the take all
you
the
know
time.
What? That
they
would be fucking gross.
No. I'd sugar of the river that, it'd be perfect. You do that like a lemon drop,
right.
It'd be perfect.
Awesome. Rame, North Dakota.
Rame, North Dakota. Rame? Place I've Uzo never shot. Been. Those Uzo shots, I got to tell you right now, not my favorite. I'm not a
it's
fan.
It's an acquired taste.
I'm not a fan of licorice.
Next shot.
I'm not a fan of licorice. I'm not a fan of. There's another licorice-based drink out there.
Jägermeister,
but there's another one that's high end. Sambuca.
I can't believe people actually buy black licorice to eat and enjoy.
I'm the same way.
It used to be a diuretic. It makes you poop. That's why you lick black licorice back in.
All licorice matters.
I guess so.
I'd choose red licorice.
So,
I also like a little brown licorice every now and then.
For all you for all you ALM out there, all licorice matters groups.
Please don't,
we got
don't
you.
Protest us.
Steven's got you here at the I don't know
all
bar.
Licorice matters.
As far as the ALM goes, I'm more of a Twizzlers guy.
Can I bring
some red vines? Red vines can fuck off.
I agree.
Red vines are disgusting.
Worst licorice ever.
No, the worst.
Terrible.
Twizzlers are bust.
But you
Twizzlers
can chew the ends off and make it into a straw.
No, you can do Twizzlers too.
Fucking
you can with Twizzlers
I'd rather get those sour straws.
The pull and peels can fuck off too. We got the little thin ones. You need the Twizzler that's got the hard texture.
Yeah. Yes. Way I look at it. Look at it this way. If I wanted to put work.
Good morning.
If I wanted to.
Things are blowing up here.
Oh, no. No, you're not out. You're in.
All right, Licker Luke.
So, if I wanted to put that much effort into something, I would build a shed. I'm not going to sit there and eat a fucking snack. Shouldn't put that much effort into a snack.
Who are you
pulling apart a snack?
Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Except string cheese.
Oh, you gotta pull apart.
String cheese is different.
If you bite string cheese straight up, you're a savage. You don't belong in proper society. You are not a proper human being. You're not civilized.
I'm gonna go against the grain here, guys. I eat string cheese. Fucking bite after bite.
That's why you don't belong in a proper society.
Yeah, that's true. That's why I work shift work. That's why I stay away for long time periods of time. That's why people don't like me.
Against string cheese, because I bite it the first bite, then I pull it.
Well, it's like a cigar. You cut the cap off and you pull it back. You treat string cheese like cigars.
You know what else? You know what else has been against the grain and what has been kind of looked down on for some groups of people is the influence of bars and authors. And you might go, Luke, how do you segue it that way? Well, let's look
at... Is this because we watched that movie at my house that night when you fell asleep?
Yeah. We watched, me and Brock watched the movie called Best Bars.
I watched that you slept.
I slept with beans in my beard. I slept hard.
What are you doing over there?
Not die. You want to come on over? We're doing a podcast.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. I mean, you guys are all yelling this shit over here. Yeah, it's just crazy, I guess.
What is your name, sir?
No, that's just how Luke talks.
What's your name, sir? Let everyone
you
know.
You can use this anonymous name
if
you want.
Yeah, just say alias. You're not Cletus.
This is big.
You don't look like a Cletus. You look like a Charles.
You look scared. Honestly, if I had to guess,
you should be. Brian. Welcome to the editor.
Brian.
We'll go with Brian.
We'll go with Brian. So Brian.
First letter was right.
Brian and his wonderful lady, Susan.
Whoa.
Susan.
Hey.
Brian and Sue
are here. Bryce. Bryce. Bryce, they're in studio, also known as in the IDK bar.
And don't get us twisted.
And Brian, we were just about to talk about how bars have influenced.
What do you want
to
do?
Bars have influenced. Bars have influenced authors, and authors have influenced bars. And what I mean by that is. I personally like to have a drink, but I like to read too. And on our last episode, we talked about who the fuck would read, blah, 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 blah. There is something about taking a really good book, going to your local bar, sitting in a corner, and drinking some fine Jack Daniels and having an experience with that book.
Wait a second, Liquor Luke. You're describing hipsters right now.
What I'm describing is what I feel, Mike, and it might be hipster-ish. I'm not talking about smoking clove cigarettes and listening to the newest Jack Johnson album. I'm talking about reading the Stephen King novel. Nothing wrong with it.
Too many dreamers.
Johnson has not released an album.
Okay, I'm not talking about throwing in my AirPods, which is my earbuds for my iPhone, and fucking hanging out in a corner and listening to Yellow Wolf while drinking down some whiskey. I'm talking about reading a Stephen King novel. Let me tell you a story.
Stephen King's your guy.
Stephen King is my guy. Stephen King is my guy because he is an amazing author who really gets in and delves into the intricacies. Thank you for that. I've had a little bit to drink. Intricacies of a person's well-being. Hey, of their well-being. Their inner monologue, their inner thoughts. And oftentimes, authors will just say, this person is doing this. And I tell you what, Stephen King doesn't divulge into that. He doesn't just say, this person's doing this. He says, hey, I tell you what, this person is thinking this and this and this. Which is great. It's because he's so popular. But a lot of bars have influenced authors. Authors have influenced bars and vice versa. Ernest Hemingway. Let's just bring up Ernest Hemingway.
I accidentally stole this guy's letter.
Hemingway, yeah.
Sorry, Hemingway.
I caught him.
He's great.
I didn't even call it.
What do you think what Ernest Hemingway has done when it comes down to the bar community, when it comes down to the readers. Well, what do you think on Ernest Hemingway? Have you read any of his work?
Let's preface this, but do you know who he is?
No, I've heard the name, but I have no fucking clue.
Okay. Brock, could you educate all of us on this?
Ernest Hemingway is every depressed drunk's favorite author.
Well, fuck, why haven't I been there?
But
exactly. Why?
If you don't even
love
know Ernest Hemingway.
But Hemingway is that everything he writes is about from a dark place. Every main character, every protagonist is a drunk, usually, in his books. That is, it relates. And then Key West is a big part of the culture down there, a big part of the bars down there. That's the whole identity of Hemingway.
I just gotta say,
they got hit with that hurricane recently.
I just gotta say, this kind of goes back to my dad saying I need to start finding girls in the library instead.
I mean, that's true.
Well, the library doesn't serve
girls.
Girls drink.
No, the bar a lot.
Well, being in South Park, good luck finding the library.
Yeah. Well, come on down to the South Park Library, where the drinks are stiff and the food tastes delicious.
True story. We're actually opening a library. In the bar.
yeah, it's gonna be in the 8x3 fucking kitchen.
We're gonna have three books on file.
Here's a book. One's a menu.
Three books for food.
One's a menu for drinks.
Penthouse Playboy.
Go fuck you.
Penthouse Playboy and Swank.
Yeah. So I'm gonna tell you guys this story, please. Please bear with me.
I think he's lying. I think there's a fourth book, and it's in the men's restroom.
Just please bear with me. I'm gonna talk about a story that really got me into this. I think it's an enigma about drinking at a bar. You don't have to be a hipster. Like Mike had pointed out, you sound like a hipster when you say that. Well, yeah, anyone's going to sound like a hipster.
I've never seen anyone read a book in a bar, to be honest. I think it's I'm fine with it. I've never seen it.
No, that's fine, but you're sitting in a club.
I feel like if I was reading a book in a bar, I'd get knocked out.
See, now, Lance just mentioned.
What's that?
Hey, he goes, if I was in a bar reading a book, I would get knocked the fuck out. Mike had mentioned, hey, reading in a bar, guy seems a little weird. I was at the stadium in Bismarck. I was going to college at the time. Bismarck
Great
State
bar.
College.
Great bar, by the way.
The stadium's right next there. In between classes, Lance, Steven, Mike, I would go to the bar. I would bring a book. Not my college books. I wouldn't look up P&IDs, piping in information. I wouldn't do any of that shit that I was actually going to school for. I brought the Dark Tower series. Why did I bring the Dark Tower series?
Here's the thing, though. You might have something with this because
you're a hipster.
You go sit at Hermes on a Friday night and start sitting there reading Fifty Shades of Grey in the corner. How many girls do you think are going to come talk to you?
Tens of thousands.
Right?
All the girls that are not at the bar.
So here I was in this vacant bar at 2 o'clock in the afternoon between my classes at BSC, Bismarck State College. I grabbed the second book of the Dark Tower series I'd been reading for just a book, and I read it while I was working and going to school to pass the time. I go to this bar, I sit down, big oval round table, it was oval at the stadium, all by myself. You could smoke in the bars at this time.
That's pretty specific shape.
You could smoke in the bars at this time.
That's a pretty specific shape.
I think it might have been penis shape.
It might be a shape guy.
It could have been a penis shape. Either way, I was smoking in the bar. And I'm smoking. There's an ashtray. They had those glass ashtrays. Mike, you know what I'm talking about. Yep. Steven, Lance, we all know about the old heavy glass ashtrays, right? So I'm sitting there. Get this, Lance. Fancy you say that. I'm sitting there at the bar. I'm four chapters in. I've been there for about an hour. And this group of individuals, I'm not going to talk what kind of group they were.
They were definitely not white.
No, I'm not going to say that. It was the other
or
spectrum.
Green, or black.
Okay, so I'm going to. This is a podcast. I'm going to tell you how it is. I'm not going to hold anything back. It was white supremacists. They had tattoos of Nazis, swastikas. They had the SS. They had everything. There were six of them.
Some of those guys are.
They come in. Mike. No, Mike. They come in. They come in. Hear me out. Guys, hear me out. They had swastikas. They come in. They went up to the bar. I'm sitting at this table by myself. The one guy goes, oh, we'll take a few shots. I'm a generous person. I say, hey, I'll buy you guys a few shots. Didn't see their SSs, didn't see their swastikas, didn't see any of that, right?
Fuck
until
Nazis.
They came in, sat down at
that.
My fucking table.
Fuck
no, I didn't see it. I didn't see it. I sit there reading my book. They come in, they take off their flannels like you
what book
I
are you reading?
On right now. I was reading The Drawing of the Three.
Mind
book number two. No, book number two of the Dark Tower series. It's called The Drawing of the Three. I was reading it halfway through it. They come in. I just see four white dudes hanging out. I said, hey, I could always use friends. You guys have met me, talked to me. What kind of person am I? Am I a type of person that says, hey, come hang out with me? Or am I a type of person to shun somebody? I'm the first.
You're very inclusive.
Yeah. So I bring them over. They take off their... You know, me and Lance here are wearing flannels. They take off their flannels. This is
what fall. What do you have under those flannels?
No, I have my
definitely naked under all these clothes.
Hipster.
Mike, under all these clothes.
Mike, I'm naked under all this.
Hipster.
Back to the fucking story. So, here I am.
Wearing a hoodie.
Nazis come in. Didn't realize they were Nazis. Take off their hoodies and shit. They're Nazis. I was like, okay, I could get up and finish my drink, or I could finish my chapter. I sat there, finished my chapter. You can give me as fucking much hell as you want to. Jump in on that. What's the number? What's the number for this fucking phone line?
701-446-8445.
Tell me if what I did was right or what I did was wrong. I have friends that I grew up with that are African-American. They grew up in Glenfield, North Dakota. They're my greatest friends. They've been through the hardest time.
You finished the chapter.
I finished the chapter. I get up. One of them said the N-word. One of them said the N-word. I'm a little guy. Mike, you guys all know. Look at him. I'm a little dude. I looked at the one dude who said the N-word, and I said, I don't like when you say that word. That's a bunch of bullshit. He goes, fuck you and your fascist ways. Said the N-word a bunch of times. I turn around, and I fucking feel something fly by my face, and I heard this smash into the goddamn jukebox. It was that ashtray I talked about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, those old school ashtrays. They fucking got hauled out. They got thrown in the back of a truck. And for good reason. My moral of the story is, no matter if Nazis or fascists or any of them other assholes, don't be a Nazi. Read books in a bar. It's okay. I read books in a bar. It's all right.
Holy fuck.
I don't know how you didn't recognize it.
We went from Dickinson to Southart and drove to New England.
I don't think the guys that don't read books in a bar.
Okay, stop. It's shot time.
Shot time!
I can't handle the book reading anymore. Drink some shots.
That's got to be the most roundabout.
After this shot, we're doing, it's called Book Hour.
By the way,
talking about Stephen King,
Mike Sticker definitely approves of reading books in his bar.
Mike, in the meantime, you want to give us a little background on how things have been going here and how you want to have people come out? There's a poker run.
Tell me what that is.
There's a poker run on Saturday. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Saturday. Starts at 11 o'clock. It's going to be 49 degrees and hopefully not raining. Got a fish fry. Got Brandon Lane Smith.
Everyone gets Jack Daniels shirt, right?
And bandana.
And bandana. $10 registered. $10 per card.
$10 per card.
100% payout on the poker run.
Yep.
That night, they got a fish fry with Slick Rick and then a band. Brady Paulson starting at 7 o'clock.
Yep. Brady Paulson.
IDK Jack Daniels poker run. Be here. Even if you don't ride, come that night and party with the band and the food. Have a good time.
Fish fry is free.
It's going to be great.
So what kind of fish you got?
What was that shot?
Maybe it's North Dakota.
I don't know what that was.
What was it?
Was it delicious?
Something
right
cherry.
Let me tell you right away.
Cherry.
And this is just my opinion. It's with all shots. I like to hold it and savor it. There's a really, I wouldn't say nasty, but a really stout
That's
flavor in front.
Blackberry brandy, was it?
It was.
Blackberry brandy.
Oh, what do we got here?
We got a cake for Liquor Luke!
It's Liquor Luke's birthday!
Somebody got a birthday?
Liquor Luke!
Happy birthday to you!
Ladies and gentlemen,
happy birthday to Luke! Happy birthday, Liquor Luke!
I honestly didn't think she was going to go
home. Happy birthday to you!
Alright, this is exactly why the IDK bar and the affiliates of the bar, the proprietor, his wonderful lady friend.
What? Lady friend.
They're so good to me. Kayla just went home probably about an hour ago and made me cupcakes. And there's raspberries, there's coconut, there's
frosting,
and there's a candle. And I just want to tell you guys, I love you very much.
We make a wish.
Love you, Liquor Loop.
Did you make a wish?
Yeah! I wish this podcast goes forever and seven more people would subscribe!
What was your wish, Luke?
I just fucking told you, Steven!
That's it? That was your wish? Did you go to the College of I Just Wasted My Bid on Wishes?
Robert, are you supposed to give a laugh there?
No, not tonight.
I'm pretty sure you're supposed to give
the last answer. Tomorrow night.
I said cherry right away.
Look, we found the key.
You know, the beauty of it all. The beauty of it all. The reason we put this podcast together is to get people in here. In terms of talking to us, people always come in here.
Eat your cake. Tell us how it is.
You don't like
eat up.
You suck at life.
So, this is bad radio, folks.
I've seen wolves devour
There was a fork next to the cake. He just picks it up with his bare hands and shoves it in his mouth.
Then Lucas.
Luke, there was a fork right there.
Yeah!
There was a fork right there, Licker Luke.
Why holy fork when you could just dive right into your fingers? Fuck it all out.
I even made it with a lactose. Like, because you're lactose, so I did it with a non-dairy.
Yeah. Tell everybody he's lactose. Don't tell his friends that.
Oh, the whole world knows.
Yeah, okay, well, stop telling everybody how I'm a pussy. You can't take milk.
He's cheese. Shit your pants, little deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're lactarded.
I'm lactarded, yeah.
I'll take one of those, Kelly. It looks really good. That's too hard to pass up right now.
Yeah, I'm going to eat that, Kelly.
Also, everybody knows Ross doesn't like pictures of him eating, so I'll take a picture when you're done.
No picture of me eating.
Can't eat right now.
Can I take a picture of you holding it? Good. Hang on, don't eat it yet. I want to take a picture of holding it.
There we go. By the way, this is bad. This is bad radio right now. We're just eating cupcakes and hanging out.
Where's Luke? Oh, he's handing out cupcakes.
Yeah, I'm handing out cupcakes. That's what I do.
We're having a cupcake time out here, but we're still on the
So when
line.
We're talking about the cupcakes like, authors, still warm. Authors and bars, I want to talk about one of my, he's like my favorite. We already talked about this earlier. The shot we just took was a Black Ray brandy, and it was very, it was Mr. Boston, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone ever. The bottle looks
Let's
like...
Let's get some shots of Mr. Boston.
Let's just say it wasn't...
You have cake all of your hands in your oiled up beard.
Yeah. So grab some of that auto there.
I'm going to eat that. Get
some of that.
I'm going to eat it.
Get it.
Gross. I ate it. It's in my mouth.
That was gross. I was fucked
tell
up.
You what.
I don't think that was part of your cake.
No. That was just my beard oil. Either way, Stephen King to me is a very big impact on... What I read day in and day out, because I think his stories are great. I think that as an author, Mike and I were talking earlier.
Did Stephen King write Mystic River?
No.
Sure.
He made Shawshank Redemption, which was a part of one of his novellas.
Shawshank is a great movie.
He made Stand By Me.
Great movie.
Which was called The Body when he wrote it. I mean, a lot of times his books will be called different things.
And then he wrote It.
Yeah. And It has become a sensation. It was a sensation beforehand. We grew up with It. We really did. We grew up with the miniseries.
Yes.
Grew up with the miniseries, and it scared the fuck out of us. And last weekend, they opened up with the largest opening for a horror movie and the largest opening for a September movie in the history of fucking movies.
It.
And I tell you what, it's great that he's getting recognition for that because he's a great author. I think there's
are
other
really
great authors.
Are you really washing Luke's face for him? That's so
there,
nice,
there
bro.
There are other great authors
let
out
that
there.
Shit dry up.
A disaster. Look at the kid.
He's a fucking
I am a fucking
time.
Disaster.
I just wash his face.
Whether it's beans or cupcakes, you're just in his beard all the time.
He's got chunks hanging
I think
out.
It's always the beard chunks. The beard catches all that food.
He does all the time.
And then he gags when he eats his beard food.
How do you think I eat?
Well, you're baby face. You're smooth.
No, I'm saying, how do you think I eat?
Oh, off his beard?
Yeah.
You just eat his beard left over?
I don't know. That's fucked up. Steven, I didn't...
That's fucked up. He's trying to save it for later. I'm having it for now.
That's a little fucked up.
Guess who's back? Back again!
Liquor Luke.
Liquor Luke!
Got something on his belly.
So, Mr. River was Dennis Lehane, but we're on Stephen King.
Yeah.
On Stephen King's It.
Remain
specifically.
Was Tim Curry the first It?
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Movie-wise.
No.
Yeah, Tim Curry.
It wasn't Tim. Was it Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
No shit.
Yeah.
Best.
The guy from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah. Tom.
And Shawshank.
Let's do this. Let's do this right now, gentlemen.
Tim Curry, Shawshank.
Between the four of us. Between the four of us. Top three Stephen King movies.
I don't know.
Pet Sematary.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Stephen says Pet Sematary. What else? You got two more.
Pet Sematary is great. Personally.
Give him this. Like, so Pet Sematary is your number one or number three?
Pet Sematary is my number one.
What are your other two?
Is great.
It is great.
It really
is. Not too bad.
Especially
you.
No Fear Daddy.
That's
at the end.
While.
Yeah.
Really, that was kind of the creepiest. I mean, I've never really been scared by a horror movie, but it, like the whole
concept of a little boy dying, coming back,
and the No
him
Fear
burying
Daddy,
him in the fucking ground.
The No Fear Daddy thing at the end. When he was killing his boy again,
obviously
after
it's gonna
he
be
died, really man. was you can't you can't.
So you're saying Pet Sematary, Steven?
And this is recent news to me, but Green Mile and
Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption,
fantastic.
Recent
now,
news to me.
Mike, what about you?
For me, for the build of the movie and the storyline and everything else, I'm going to put Shawshank Redemption at number one.
Number one. What's your number two?
Because I'll tell you what. You That's really can't turn on TV and not enjoy that movie.
Shawshank's classic.
It is.
It's one of the greatest films ever made.
You know what the fuck
and
up?
A lot of people don't understand or don't realize that that's a Stephen King movie.
Because
it was
movie.
Based on a novella. Stephen King has the tendency to release books that have like five or six short stories in them. And this was one of those short stories, along with The Green Mile. There were two short stories in two different books, and they just so happened to be grabbed by Hollywood and endorsed by Stephen King, and they became huge deals.
I will also say the execution of that movie was perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so... Movie-wise, the execution of that movie
is that your number
perfect.
One, Mike? Is that your number one?
Shawshank is my number one.
What's your number two?
Because it was perfectly executed.
It really was.
It's
great
a very
acting.
Good, very good story.
No,
so,
number two.
Number two is another, I can't believe that it's a Stephen King movie, Stand By Me.
Great movie based on the Stephen King story in a novella again.
How many of
called
you
The Body.
That was a Stephen King.
Yep.
And
I didn't
realize it was.
I didn't either.
I just went out 10 seconds ago.
It was completely. It was completely out of his. Out
it's
of
a
his
coming of age story.
Ordinary thing. It was
coming
a
of age
coming
story
of age about
story
kids. About kids, and it was amazing.
And that's the beauty of it. The reason it's gotten so large now is. 27 years later, after the original
that's
series,
so
not to cut
life.
You off, we'll get
no,
year number
good.
Three. 27 years later, this new reboot comes out. In the actual story of It, the monster It, Pennywise the Clown, comes every 27 years. So it just so happens to fall on those lines. And for me, like, I tell you what, man, it's great. It's great that it came together for him. He's had great movies. What's your number three?
My number three is It.
Is It?
It's It. It's the miniseries.
Are we talking the original?
It. I haven't
original?
Seen the movie yet, but the miniseries It, and I'm assuming the movie It.
Was it John Ritter? John Ritter in Three's Company? He was in that movie.
I don't think I've ever seen the full
thing. No, John Ritter was in there.
I just know there's a gutter, a balloon, or a clown. That's all I know about it.
Was he the one from 13 or 14 Reasons Why Not to...
Yeah, the 8 Reasons Not to Date My Daughter.
8 Reasons Not to...
He died at some...
Yep. He's also Problem Child.
Is
his best movie.
He really was.
He was fantastic in Problem Child.
He starred in the It miniseries.
Yeah.
It miniseries was split up between two parts, right? Much like the new movie split up in two parts. Now... Me personally, Mike, I like the kids' part because it brings me back to that time where we had tree forts.
You afraid of clowns, Lucas?
Time. Yeah, I might be, but would I?
No. Do clowns freak you out?
Not really.
No?
But when I was a kid, they did. As an adult, they don't really, because I know they're a person.
Yeah, okay.
They got fucking face right. on,
so
I punch them in the dick,
so
just
time
like
out,
anybody
time
else.
Time out.
What if the clown's a girl?
Let's explore.
Punch her right in front butt.
Why is it the clowns freak people out?
Because they're hiding who they are with their
no.
They make balloon animals, Mike.
Know what it is? It's because they're forward. They
hold on
when
1 minute,
you come to a clown.
Pennywise is pretty forward
this,
and he ripped
this,
off
this
George's
clown,
arms. You're right.
This clown clowns like throw themselves at you.
Well, that's what I do for a living,
like,
man. I'm not creepy.
Hey.
You are forward, but yet you don't have face paint on. Put some face paint on, throw a wig on.
It's a nice little soul patch.
And
I'm
if
good.
You ask anybody's opinion, Brock Wyatt is not a clown.
I might be a bozo, but not a clown.
Whole, that's their whole shtick.
There's a difference.
That's right. Me.
You want to balloon it? They're up in your face. People don't like that. No one likes someone coming at them, bro.
I'm taking in what you're throwing down, Mike.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm taking in what you're throwing down. Hey, so, Brock, you're talking about how you don't have them. I want to pick yours. I want to pick yours right off the bat because you've seen these movies. Shawshank is your number one.
That's, yeah, probably.
Number two is Stand By Me. You love Stand By Me.
I love Stand By Me, yeah. And then, I won't say I love it, I like it.
Number three is The Shining. You've seen it.
No, a lot of cupcakes, fuckers.
You don't see The Shining. Never seen it.
Awesome. You never seen it? Well, watch it.
Oh, you know which one is Stephen King one? The one that the guys are on the trip in the cabin?
Oh, Dreamcatcher.
Dreamcatcher, I like that.
And Mike and I were talking about Dreamcatcher.
I like Dreamcatcher.
Because Stephen King, the way that he writes, is all a lot of inner monologue things, and it's hard to capture that on film. So great that It, the new movie It, has captured all that. It's become so popular. We're talking like 100.
Cool.
Compared to the novel, I mean, it's still a good movie. It's a great book, but it's an amazing novel.
I'm just not a horror guy. It doesn't do that for me.
I really want to tell you this. As we wrap this up,
I think dramedies.
As we wrap this up,
really, North Dakota news, really quick. Just saw on Facebook.
Yeah,
Fergie and Josh getting divorced.
No,
what the friends froze.
I met them.
Yeah,
in Carrington, North Dakota.
It's over. It's over.
So you're saying there's a chance
with Josh DeMel? Yeah, there is.
Right. I don't know Fergie, but
Josh DeMel's coming home.
Hey,
you know what? Fergie's 50.
I have frosting on my goddamn
shirt.
Yeah.
Perfect. She's gonna die. She's gonna die before me, hopefully. And
Fergie's
I
like
get all her
she's
money.
Up there, man.
That's what I'm saying. She's gonna die before me.
She's also 50% math or no. So,
Fergie. Yeah, Fergie and Josh. It's all over. It's all done.
Many minutes.
Hold on, we're done. That's the wrap. Let's get out of here. Let's call it a day.
I just want to say one more thing.
Let's give you your last drink.
Let's do the cat.
Here we go.
We call this segment Last Call on the Pubcast.
Last call on the Pubcast. It's been a long time.
Give him last call.
It's good to hang out with my friends. It's good to talk to
time
them.
Out. Time
it's
good out. To talk to you. It's been a long time. 2 weeks since when?
Since I've talked to my friends at the IDK bar. It's been a long time. I love the cake. It's been a long time since I talked to you out there in La La Land.
Where's the
thank you for subscribing. Pumper. Thank you for sharing.
Hold
share
on.
It to all your friends. Share it to everything that you do.
You gotta do the pump prayer before we go.
I gotta smoke a cigarette before stopping.
No, you don't stop. Brock went to go get what you need to read.
Yeah, this shit's still running. Keep going, dude.
Hey, we got the mayor here.
Mayor.
He's sitting right over there. Black hat on.
You gotta do it all Scottish.
There's the mayor.
All Scottish team. Remember like last time. Let's go. This is our last call of pub prayer. We're out of here. Let's go there.
Tell me what I was talking about. Run it back so I can hear what I was saying so that I
don't. It's recording. We're going. I can't.
We're recording right now. All this is recording now. Okay. Bless the pub, O Lord, we pray. Keep it open night and day. Press a lager in the stout. By the neck has poured out.
Jesus Christ.
Bless them all, now come with me, and send them home at the end of day.
That was like...
This is all Liquor Luke. I'm casting out.